And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel has clearly decided to retaliate against Iran for missile and drone attacks, Britain's Foreign Minister David Cameron said during a visit to Israel Wednesday. And Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Ibrahim Raisi spoke Wednesday at an annual army parade that was relocated to a barracks north of the capital, Tehran, from its usual venue on a highway in the city's southern outskirts. Iranian authorities gave no explanation for its relocation, and state TV did not broadcast it live, as it has in previous years. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel over the weekend in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed 12 people, including two generals. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
There's been a lethal Russian attack on a mid-sized Ukrainian city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Local Ukraine officials say three Russian missiles have slammed into a downtown area of the northern city of Chernihiv, hitting an eight-floor apartment building and killing at least eight people. The city's acting mayor says many more were injured in the Wednesday morning attack. The city lies some 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus, and has a population of around 250,000. The latest Russian bombardment comes as the war stretches into its third year and approaches what could be a critical juncture, as a lack of further military support from Ukraine's Western partners increasingly leaves it at the mercy of the bigger Kremlin forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the death toll in that attack has risen to at least 17. Flash floods in Dubai and Oman have killed 20 people.